Paula Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold, windy suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Be sure to click on some of the interesting links for the day, usually associated or somewhat compatible with the ideas of the guest for that day. I try to have a variety of guests on the program, most of whom present alternative ideas. Some are a little bit more mainstream and politically correct and unaware of the bigger picture. Usually we can learn something from everyone. Most of our listeners recognize that our educational system is wholly inadequate and prejudicial and designed to dumb us all down. People who listen to RBN understand that deep-pocketed special interests control the corporate media, the government, and many opinion-making agencies. I am relatively tolerant and like to hear a variety of things from on any given subject. That tolerance does not imply acceptance or endorsement of everything that a guest might utter. Presumably, RBN listeners have sufficient intelligence to differentiate between the truth and deception. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Joe Cortina. That is C-O-R-T-I-N-A. And his website is mynameisjoecortina.wordpress.com. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. My pleasure, always.
Well, it's very nice to have you back. And we were talking about some of the things a couple weeks ago when we scheduled this program. We were talking about women in the military and various other things. So, and I know that you also have some new articles at your website. And your website is I love your graphics on your website. They're really kind of funny.
You know, I actually learned how to do some of those.
I particularly like the one John Stewart.
Oh yeah, wasn't that great for Stewart?
Yeah, that is amazing. Really, really very talented. I mean, you in doing this. Did you do that one?
As a matter of fact, I created that one myself, and I'm not very good at it. I was proud of that one because everybody seemed to like it, and it came out to my satisfaction, but you have to teach yourself, and you buy these programs, and they don't give you any instructions. They just don't. I mean, they're very, very powerful programs, but you've got to be a computer guru. It would be like me. I happen to be an instrument-rated commercial pilot. It'd be like me trying to teach you to make verbally out of one page or something like that how to make a backcourse ILS landing at night in a commercial airport, and the first thing you got in your mind is, what the hell is an ILS? You know what I mean? In other words, you got to start at the basics and say, okay, when you're flying an airplane at night, whatever, you have to rely on instruments, and that there's other scientific devices which help you land, and there's a radio signal device which is called this. No, they just they don't give you the basics.
So it would be like trying to teach me how to fly an airplane into the Pentagon, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. We're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Joe Cortina. His website is mynameisjoecortina.wordpress.com. And there is an article on the RBN website that talks about this recent memo that the White House put out on Tuesday that defends targeted assassinations of Americans thought to consort overseas with terrorists as necessary, ethical, and wise as the Obama administration faced fresh questions about its sharply expanded drone war. Have you read that, or do you want to make any comments?
No, I actually hadn't seen that one. I've been, you know, concentrating on, you can't do it all. It's just like any other topic. If you want to remain sharp and good, you have to kind of be the very best you can on what it is that you focus on, and it's not that these aren't important topics, it's just that I found out that if you dilute what you do so much, you become mediocre at a lot of things. I'd rather be very good at a few things. That's just my take on it.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, and
that's why there's people like, I have to depend on people like you and Mark and a lot of the other truthers to have this kind of diversity of knowledge that keeps me abreast as much as I can.
Yeah. Well, things are sure moving ahead swiftly as far as the tyranny that is imposed upon us each and every day, and yet we never hear anything about it in the news, which is, well, which is what how they do things. They just never tell anybody what they're doing, or they give their version of it and to try to get acceptance by the dumbed down population.
Well,
which is something that you mentioned in a note to me. You said, I hope I can read this without anybody getting upset. You said that nearly half of the people in this nation of imbeciles are too stupid to even grasp the real causes of our differences.
They aren't. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. And anyone that's lived long enough, you know, understands that. And that's not arrogance or elitism. It's just an observation of fact. And I'm 74 years old, and I, you know, after you've got a yardstick to measure things by, you look back and reflect and see the people that were just everyday people that you knew, kids in school, everybody, who were so much brighter and well-informed than anybody today. And I didn't hang around with Mensa groups or anything like that. These are just average people. But they valued knowledge and wisdom. Today, wisdom has become a dirty word in our lexicon. It really has.
Right. And it's really too bad. It's amazing how that happens, that they can just switch a few words around and make things seem like something else. And pretty soon we have a lot of people who are really so intent on things of insignificance, like, you know, baseball games and Super Bowl games and that kind of thing. And they're really accepting something that they would not have accepted 20 years before, the immorality in the media, and the immodesty is just awful.
Yeah, well put. You put that very well. They accepted things they would not have accepted. That's a good way to put it. And I believe that one of the reasons is, if you look back in history, there's nothing really new under the sun, and you know. Things like brilliant people like Santa Anna, who said, you know, if you don't learn the lessons of history, you're doomed to repeat them. Look at the way the ancient Romans kept the people in line. What did they do? They offered free Super Bowl. I mean, well, it was the same thing. The Colosseum was
right.
The stadium. The gladiators were the football players. You know, everything on a grosser, more violent scale. And everybody had the guys they were rooting for. Yeah, Demetrius is going to do this. No, I like Marcus Antonius. No, I like Gluteus Maximus, you know. And so on and on and on. And they kept the mind of the people off what the Senate was doing. And this is just history. It's not an opinion. And anyone who studied history knows that. And this is exactly what we're doing today. And as long as the masses have their kind of simple minds satisfied by this inane, shallow entertainment stuff, that's all they care about, and it's a shame. It's a shame. You know yourself. What group of have you met? General group of friends. Honestly, Deanna, you're an intellectual. Think about not people that you've just garnered over the years and selected out. But just at random of people that you meet and so on, how many times can you find a group of people that you would feel comfortable in an intellectual, it doesn't have to be political, just an in-depth intellectual conversation, whether it be about semantics or religion or politics, history, anything, that you would say, wow, gee, what an interesting person, certainly well-educated and so on. I mean, think about it. You know, it just... And when we were children, that might have been our parents who we thought were just, you know, great and knowledgeable and so on. Today, you know, it's like, hey, how about them Bucks, man? And that's about the, you know, the most intelligent comment. No, I mean, I've got neighbors like this, and you start a topic or something, and they don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about, you know, how many yards was run by the, you know, the so-and-so or the Lakers or the Bucks or the Varmints or the whoever, you know. So, and these are grown people. And that's what's sad. We're all acting like children.
It is. It is a very sad thing. Maybe that's why I don't have too many friends.
Well, I, you know, as life goes by, I used to have a lot. My friends told me that I had a lot of friends. Well, friends, you know, use the term loosely. And I was kind of a Star Trek fan from long way back. And there was a group of aliens in there called the Klingons. I don't know if you remember, if you've watched Star Trek at all. Well, we had to finally develop the name, my ex-wife and I. She was a pretty smart lady. And she used to make observations that some of these people would come to parties just to, for the fun, and eat the food and drink the liquor, drink the beer, and have the fun and so on. They really didn't care about friendship or me or anything else. And at first, I was a little critical of her sarcasm and criticism, so I began to realize that she was right. And she jokingly called these people the Klingons, and because they were, you know, they cling on to you just for all that. So when you suddenly start doing responsible things in your life, whether it's with your children, with God, with your country, with the poor, with orphans, with widows, your friendships just go away. That's what I found, really.
Yes, I'm afraid you're quite correct, and I'm not really very big on small talk, and so when I am with a group of people at lunch or something like that, because I do once in a while go out to lunch with a group of women, I just mainly listen, because there's nothing that I could say that they could possibly be interested in, and if I did bring up stuff.
Okay, or interested to understand. Deanna, hold on 1 second. Can you hold 1 second?
I'll be through at 2, okay. At 2 o'clock. Okay.
Okay, so Joe is in demand, okay?
Well.
So anyway, as I was saying, when I'm out to lunch with a group of friends, they would not be interested in anything that I am interested in. I remember the last time that I was with a group, one of the ladies said, "Oh, we should all go up to the Holocaust Museum. We should do a little trip up to the Holocaust Museum in Skokie." And
what a swell way to spend an afternoon. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's just where I want to go.
And I mean, I would go there, but not in the same way that somebody else might go there. But this lady said, "Oh, it's the most moving experience I've ever had, and I think we should all go up there." And, I mean, so what am I going to do? Give a spiel on how the Holo hoax was actually a big farce to get money out of a group of people or out of a lot of people? So I just find it very difficult to make small talk. And so I'm just kind of a boring person, I suppose.
The trouble is you're not boring. Is that you're too interesting and you're with boring people. That's the way it actually is. And if you want to, of course, you can always use some of these little things that I use sometimes. Because I find that it does no good to try to, you know, beat information into them. That doesn't really work. Being, you know, just knowing you're right, you can walk away and smug and satisfied, but you haven't accomplished anything. And the point of this whole thing that we're all doing is to try to get people to think and learn and open their minds and so on. And you just can't, even though you want to sometimes, beat them into submission intellectually, but make a suggestion like, there's a really interesting article on this that shows factually, very well documented, I might add, that there was only about 65,000 people who died in Auschwitz, and it wasn't, you know, 6 million or 3 million or a million or anything like that. And these figures actually came from several reliable sources, including the Soviet Union, when the Soviet Union was opened up.
Exactly. Joe, we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Joe Cortina. His website is mynameisjoecortina.wordpress.com. And I mentioned, I made a comment in the chat room that the only way that I would go to the Holocaust Museum was to cause a lot of trouble by asking a lot of embarrassing questions, or maybe I would just go up there and pick at the place.
Yeah, well, like I say, my alternate suggestion was, like I said, I was posing this hypothetical question. If you'd like to learn the truth about this, in other words, I'm this person kind of talking to them like I didn't know, but I'd heard about this.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah, you can read in the truth and you'll find there's some shocking, undeniable, irrefutable facts about what really went on. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, some of these came from the, remember when the Soviet Union collapsed and so on? Well, their own people stated this and that and the other. Really? Yes, they did. Well, how come we never saw that? I'm glad you asked. And then you've taken control of the situation. You follow me?
Sure. Right.
Because they're we're not talking bad people here. We're just talking about dim people, you know. And,
right.
And people have been mind, you know, screwed, and they just had their brains messed with too much. And these people are very good at this psychological business, and after decades of it, you just, you have to kind of reflect back on your own thinking on certain things that maybe you changed your mind about. Like before I went to the Mideast, I had an entirely different view in my mind. I had my own problem with the Jewish people, believe me. And as a businessman in the garment industry, oh boy. But I had a different idea that Israelis were somehow different, really different people. And I thought I was pretty sophisticated. Yeah. So we all are on a, you know, constant learning process, but we have to keep our minds open.
Right.
We have to keep them open. And that's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. Hopefully.
You worked in the garment industry?
Yes, kind of. I had a manufacturing company that made embroidery equipment. So
okay.
We would show our product at these big, huge needles trades shows, which would, of course, incorporate everything possible in the garment business, including, you know, fashion shows, things, everything. These huge, big things. Most of them were in Atlanta. It was called, I can't even remember the name right now, but it was the biggest needles trade show in the world. People from all over the world came there, and we would show there. So, of course, a lot of Jewish people are involved in the garment business in general.
They dominate it. They dominate the textile business.
Well, yeah. So, in the process, I had a lot of clients and customers that were Jewish. And I just, without getting into details and gory details, I mean, I had some things that just got so bad that I had to learn how to deal with these people separately from my Gentile customers. It's just, there's no other way to put it. I had to deal with them in a separate fashion. They just wouldn't take no for an answer, and they just, I don't know. You have to experience it to know what I'm talking about. And it's, when you actually think in your mind, and I'd already traveled worldwide considerably before I went to the Mideast. I just hadn't been to the Mideast. I'd already been to about, probably a dozen or 15 countries. But when you had this idea that, you know, these people were somehow more noble and hardworking and long-suffering and all this and that and the other, and then being there as an insider with the intelligence community and being just like a fly on the wall and listening to conversations that were not guarded. Remember, they took me as part of the people that were on their side. So I may as well have been a fly on the wall. So I got to see things in my host, I was the guest, told me, I kind of asked him, I said, well, you know, how do I conduct myself? Well, you know, in general, blah, 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 blah. He said, well, don't worry too much about that. Just kind of keep your mouth shut and listen a lot. You're going to learn. You're going to learn a lot of things. Just listen a lot. Become a really good listener. So that's what I did. And by the time I got back, the rest of my friends know is history. I have learned to resent these people like nothing in my entire life. They're the most vicious, cruel, deceiving people on the face of the earth. And that's after visits to 31 countries, after being a foreign consul for over 5 years to one foreign country, and being multilingual and so on myself. So I'm not a redneck that, you know, fell out of a tree in Podunk Junction. But I got fooled. You know, just from images, things that Hollywood, all that, you know.
Right.
You know, Tony Curtis, you know, boy, what a neat, handsome guy, nice guy, you know. So.
But, Joe, there are people that will say, oh, no, that is just a small, small minority of the Jews that are like that. There are all those good ones out there that wouldn't do any of these kinds of things that you're talking about. And I was an independent sales rep in the textile industry for about 6 years. And I all the companies were Jewish owned. And, anyway, I've got my own set of stories. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Joe Cortina. His website is mynameisjoecortina.wordpress.com. Alrighty, I mentioned in the chat room that I thought I'd found a good one once, but turned out I was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, you always do. You got to look close.
Indeed. Alrighty, we were going to talk about women in the service, in the combat branches, and your views on that, because it certainly is something that is going on. And who would have thought 20 or 30 years ago that women would be out there fighting with the guns and all the stuff that they're doing? It's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's my views have been the same since I was old enough to, I don't know, maybe even puberty. I mean, I just thought there was something basically morally wrong. I still do. I've never changed that. After being in the service, after being a commander, after seeing dead people, after experiences, after training over 1,000 young warriors myself, I still haven't changed that. It is pure insanity. It is immoral. It's unethical. It's illogical. There are so many reasons that we shouldn't. I don't think you'll meet any sane person, any person who you would respect as having, you know, what you would consider a good logical basis in their daily lives who would make a strong argument for having women in a combat military branch.
For one thing, there's so much. Well, there's a lot of sexual abuse by the males, from my understanding. I've read several stories.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not just a little. It's legion. It's absolutely legion. There are so many pregnancies, for instance, in the Israeli military. Incidentally, Israel has one of the highest abortion rates. You know, these super people of God. Check it out for yourself. Check out their own figures. They have one of the highest abortion rates in that part of the world. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
Yet, if you look right next door
and
look at the Palestinians have one of the lowest abortion rates, and not just that part, in the world. A friend of mine who was there several years ago had a guide. He didn't speak Aramaic, and he had an interpreter, and they were talking to some Palestinian Christian, and he was asking him about how did they view abortion and this and that and the other, and the man looked at him kind of, with this question mark over his face and shaking his hands and, wrinkling his brow. And so finally his friend said, well, I don't know exactly how to put this. He said, but the Palestinians don't have a word for that. He doesn't know what you're talking about. And he had to explain it to him graphically what he meant, so he understood what he was talking about. They didn't even have a word to match abortion. That's how little it was there. I didn't get this out of a comic book or a bar. This is a man I've known half my life. It's as lucid and intelligent, as intellectual as any person I've known in my life. See, but you'll never see these things on the news, or you'll never hear them in Jewish polluted media or from Hollywood or anything like that.
Right.
Probably even surprised you.
And, of course, they also promote homosexuality in the military, which is what do you think the objective of this is? To have all these women in the service, to have homosexuality in the service. What is the core objective here?
Destroy Christianity, destroy the family unit. Let's face it. Any man, whether it's my grandfather. My grandfather was one of the most macho. I remember I always wanted to be like my grandfather. I just always fell short. I never felt myself as a, I've never been a mama's boy, a girly boy, but I've never felt, I've never been a, I'm not an action hero model, but, I've had my share of excitement and, I've been dead twice. I've been survived a night plane crash. I've been lost at sea. 25 miles out at sea. I've been, clinically dead twice. I've had parachute mishaps and everything else, and I still go back and for another licking, But there's just certain things that you just don't do. I don't want the mother of my child to be out and seeing all these horrible things, be put in situations where she has to be in stressful, ultra-stressful situations that are, not that women can't handle stress. I mean, I helped deliver my first son, and I'll guarantee you that I'm convinced now that women can handle pain as well or better than any man. But let's face it, women just don't have the normal strength. Yeah, I've met a few women who I'd say, yeah, could she go through SEAL school or ranger training or airborne school without somebody holding her hand? I said, yeah, I think she could. But that's the exception, And there's so many aspects of it. For instance, there's the sex thing, of course, which is always, that's an in-your-face kind of situation. People will be compromised the same way they would with homosexuals. And God knows how many general officers we have that we've never had answers to, these questions lately about Betrayus and so on. Look at all that. There was never any answer. You never saw any definitive answers to all that mess that was going on. That was right here in my backyard in Tampa, incidentally. And with women, a man will kind of always be wanting to help a woman and do something extra, and in doing so, he may jeopardize a mission or his own comrades or something, because he, you know, feels too uncomfortable watching this woman have to suffer unduly, because he was raised in a normal household where women were women and you treated women in a different fashion than you treated men and so on. It's just unnatural. It's not even natural. I mean, it's just stupid. And like I said, I believe your question was the reason. I believe it's just part of the overall plan to destroy the family. There's people who've made open statements about this throughout history. Their goal is to destroy the family unit. I can't bring you up exact quotes right at this moment, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, and you've seen these.
Sure.
Yeah.
Another thought. Now, they are trying to homogenize the races, except their own. And they want us all to be multiculturalist, and they want us to be diverse and accept everybody, and they want to homogenize every country, the races in every country. Would you also say that they are trying to marginalize the line between males and females to the point that that there's kind of a crossover where there's, you know, there's no definitive differences between the two sexes?
Yeah, because when you see, have you seen the movie Starship Troopers?
No, I don't see too many movies.
It's kind of an interesting, entertaining movie. It's not really terribly bad. You know, your kids, teenage kids, can watch it. You know, it's not really horrible. You know, language wise, a little bit of violence and so on. But the idea was, it's this in the future military, and these women are these simply gorgeous women. They're not that they're all Amazonian, steroid type, you know, butches. But they're in locker rooms together, semi-nude and all this, and joking and all this and that and the other. And let's face it, come on, that doesn't work that way. And this is exactly what you're talking about, that you make it where the sexes don't matter. There's nothing, modesty is all put to hell. And then the rest of it just follows. You know,
sure.
The tail wags and the dog is part of the tail, and is, you know, the whole thing just falls into place. Sure.
And you can also see it in the colleges where they have co-ed dorm rooms and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's just, that's nuts. That's just like, that's just inviting problems. That's just, those are just sick people that say, even if they're not really trying to, let's say, boy, let's create mayhem here. There are these people that just have to be involved in sociological experimentation. And here's the great experiment. Boy, let's put all these males and females together right at the top of an age where their testosterone is just screaming and the women are exploring sex and so on. And let's see what happens.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Well, pretty soon you have an amoral country.
Yeah. Well, look at what's, you know, what's happened to us, you know, now. I mean, there's morality doesn't become old-fashioned. The same morals that held true 100 years, 1,000 years ago, do not steal, do not do this, you know, do that and the other. Those things are as valid then as they are, or today as they were then. That's what I just can't understand, why people can't understand that. Maybe scientific things and so on will change, and you say, okay, we have to look at this a little differently now because of the science and so on. But as far as morals don't change. A lie is a lie is a lie. Cruelty is cruelty is cruelty. You know, abortion is abortion. You know, adultery is adultery. And I don't care if it happened in, you know, in the Middle Ages, or if it happened in at a liberal college in today's modern California. It's still the same problem, same sin, same wrong.
Right. Somebody in the chat room said, you kill a woman in combat and you kill a generation of people, which leads to the depopulation. And it's not a theory, it's an actual fact that there is a depopulation program.
Well, yeah. How about what the Israelis do? You're probably familiar with this. I know you must have been exposed to this, where, and I didn't actually see this when I was in Israel, but it was there, and later it became more prominent, where the soldiers were wearing T-shirts that said, "One shot, two kills." And it showed a pregnant woman, obviously an Arab woman, with a sight over her belly. And the other side of it, and if you haven't seen this, I'm going to send you, if you'd like it, I'll send you an email copy of this. Is something you need to see. One shot, two kills. And they thought this was funny and cool, and they were proud of it. And it finally got out, and then of course, the higher-up authorities made a big stink about it. Well, let me tell you something. I was a commander. I know something about commanding troops. I know something about laws and discipline in the military. I know something about Israeli discipline because I spent weeks with them, too. And it's impossible for commanders not to have known that this was rampant in their ranks. Impossible not to know it. It was just when it started getting overseas and people started seeing it and thinking, oh, that's terrible, that's horrible, then all of a sudden the commanders said, oh, we even know about this, we have to put a stop to this, and we certainly won't allow this and that nonsense. Of course they knew about it. They promoted it.
Of course.
I guarantee you they oh, absolutely. I was there.
Enlisted men do not do anything. They don't even think without somebody a superior telling them what to think and when to think and how high to jump. Correct?
Yeah. It's, there's this double-edged sword. I've got to play a little bit of the devil's advocate here and say, there's a fine line between breaking a man's spirit and bringing a part of him under your will. You got to follow me closely on this one. And the idea is that if you have an entire military of people who insist on super individualism, it's going to be an uncontrollable situation. And you have to have people that you can depend on to follow orders, because some people may not understand the importance of what they're doing. And on the other side of the blade, devil's advocacy thing, depending on which side of the blade you're standing on, is that if you see something that in your heart you know is immoral, you should disobey it. And I'd be the first to say that. Absolutely. So that's why I say there's to a person who knows morals, it's not a fine line. It's pretty discernible. But it's not cut and dried. You have to have discipline. You absolutely have to have discipline. But it cannot be blind discipline. And you can pick your own words for that. I don't think I've...
But how many people, Joe, how many enlisted people would actually think outside of the box and say, gosh, this is not moral. I'm not going to do this. I mean, would you say that?
Unfortunately, from what I see in today's military, obviously none of them do. I say none of them. A very, very small proportion of them do. Look at that guy who's in prison for blowing the whistle on all these war crimes I forget if it was Afghanistan or Iraq. Doesn't really matter.
What was his name?
Manning?
Manning, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at that. I mean... here's a guy that had a conscience, so let's beat him up for it. You know, and for the man having compassion and feeling and so on, in other words, he's the antithesis. You heard about this sniper, Chris Kyle? He got killed recently. He was the one who wrote a book called American Sniper, and he was bragging about he killed 160 Iraqis. And the man just murders people in cold blood every day, women, children, doesn't matter. And he was interviewed, and I watch his interviews. This isn't hearsay. I've actually watched his lips speak these words where people like Larry King or some other talk show hosts were interviewing him, and he said he had no feeling for these people at all. He viewed them as animals.
My goodness. Yeah, and, of course, that's the way they're trained. They have to view people, the enemy, as animals in order to kill them. Otherwise, they would be resistant to killing people who weren't demonized. All right, we have to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com. Or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Cortina. His website is mynameisjoecortina.wordpress.com. And somebody in the chat room brought up Pat Tillman. Now, think of all the people who were at the football game, the Super Bowl. Think of that huge, huge audience. Now, if they had let him come home, and he was going to come home and blow the whistle on what was actually going on in Afghanistan, if he had come back, and with his popularity and with his position as a football player, they would have listened. They had to take him out.
Well, yeah, I'm not convinced that that's exactly what. Okay, I buy the scenario, but I don't say that that it applies in that case. Let me give you another thing that someone suggested, and I know human nature pretty well of dealing with men when I did in the military on such a close basis for a pretty good length of time. This Chris Kyle is a monster. He's a sniper I was talking about. And he was shot by a fellow a Marine. And he and another, some good friend of his, were killed at a firing range. He's been here in the States. He did four tours, murdered 160 innocent people, and brags about it. To maybe put it in perspective, do you remember an incident with Jesse Ventura? He was the one that punched out Jesse Ventura at a bar.
Really?
Does that ring a bell?
No.
Okay. But it's an interesting situation. And this man is as cold-blooded, vicious, mean, and cruel as anyone I've ever encountered. I mean, just, and I've trained Marine paratroops. I've trained Salvadorian Rangers, Salvadorian Marines. I've worked with Soviet Spetsnaz Special Forces. I've worked with Salvadorian Atlacatal Battalion Special Forces who were trained by our Special Forces. And I have a good feeling for, you know, young warriors and how young men think and so on and so forth. This guy was a psychopath, a godless psychopath, redneck, who was a bigot and a racist. I mean, he was one of these people that believes these people were dune coons, sand niggers, ragheads, all these names that they, these horrible names that they call these people that are based on racism and ignorance. That's all.
But doesn't that come right out of the manual? Because I know in World War II and World War I, in some of the manuals that came out from the U.S. government, that is what they called the enemy at that time. And it's, character assassination and demonization so that the U.S. will go over and kill people that they shouldn't be killing.
Well, I'm not sure that that's true, and I can't say that I've seen it, but it doesn't matter because high-ranking officials, again, like Betrayus, he's a man I just absolutely intensely despise. Here's an example of a man
Joe, we do have to go to our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be back, and then I want you to tell us about what your feelings are about him. Be right back.